Har ye, har ye. I declare myself pickled pink about.
Yo, Dave, what's my fanest giggle?
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
You are looking so good over there, buddy. You're just hilarious. There's this such a panic to you as you get everything ready, and then when you hear this music, you just get to this grin, ear to ear grin, amazement. Just like the first day we did it, you still have that.
Yes, show mode.
Show mode.
Show mode. I am in.
You are show mode. In today.
I'm in. Oh, I wanted to connect with you. Our guest bailed, and it's just you and I.
It's just you and me, buddy.
Just you and me.
Just give it to me.
We're making it happen today.
Making it happen.
Big news.
All right. You want to do it? You want to get it out of the way?
I wasn't even talking about that news. I was talking about us news.
Us news.
Dave and Giggles news.
Dave and Giggles news.
Still have not found a studio.
Still have not found a studio. Give us an overall down. Not us. Just like an overall down on the...
This guy.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Check.
Sounds really nice.
That's how I kiss.
So we
dude.
Haven't found a studio yet, but I think this week we should really
we should hit the pavement.
We had that fallout.
Yeah.
And we kind of stuttered a little bit.
Yeah.
We've fallen. So we're going to get pickup next week.
And A rolling stone gathers no moss. Ryan Guerra is going to be on our show next week. He went on a camping trip. I didn't get the invite.
Wow.
Get the invite. A camping trip, but that's all right. You know.
Camping in this,
I know. I think if I got the invite, I don't even think I'd go. It's too cold. Nobody needs to camp in this weather.
It's too cold. It's way too cold to be going camping.
I don't want to be outside in this weather.
Yeah. It's brutal.
It's brutally cold.
So, the past 2 weekends, you've been really engulfed.
In mitzvah land.
In mitzvah land.
You were a part of that.
I was a part of that.
For those of you who don't know, listening at home, Dave and I and a few other people, we're out there with the mitzvahs. We're kind of like mitzvah kings. I mean,
More mitzvah king than I am. I am more of a mitzvah hater.
Well, that's why you're the bee shooter.
I'm
the A
shooter.
Guy. I go in there,
do
the handshakes,
right.
Introduce you.
Yeah.
I will say.
Yeah, what's that?
I wasn't as disappointed in your dress the last time.
The
first bar mitzvah you did, your dress code was just terrible.
Piss poor.
It was piss poor. I just did.
It's because the thing is that I don't care. It's I have this just gotten out of bed look. That the girls just love. So what do you want me to do about it? And even if they're 13-year-old girls, they still love it. Whatever.
But you look good.
I do look good. So do you. I am Dave. Across from me, of course, is my good buddy Giggles.
Giggles. And tonight is a giveaway show. For those of you who've just tuned in, we're giving away a water cooler. It's fairly new, a few years old, but it's in perfectly good.
Why do you have this water cooler?
I got it. It's kind of a friend gave it to me.
So basically, just like everything else you've done in your life, you've pilfered this water cooler.
Yes, and
you stole it from somebody.
It's called pilfering for profit.
Pilfering for profit. So now you took from them, and then after you took, they agreed that yes, you can have it.
Yeah.
Then you turn around and sell it.
Well, basically,
then
here's
you turn around and sell it. So I need you guys to call in 646-915-9228 and tell me if this is just wrong. This is just what he does.
No, I've asked. I asked. We were in their garage, and I was like, what are you going to do with this?
Take a breath. You're all worked up.
I'm so worked up.
I got kicked out of a house last night.
We'll get in there. We'll get to that. So, no, I was in the garage. I saw it. When I go into people's garages, I scan the place. I look around.
I think that's your natural state. When you go into anywhere, you naturally gaze and go, I like that. I would take that. I would take that. And it's just...
It's more I would ask for that or be like, oh, are you going to use this? Because... Most stuff that that's in people's garages, they're just trying to get rid of it.
But you do that in people's apartments, too.
I just enjoy people's things. I don't covet.
Do you like this? Do you want this? Do you use this?
It's a nice bed.
Do you need that?
So anyway, I asked her. I said, what are you going to do with it? She said, we're just going to throw it away. I was like, all right, I'll take it.
Okay.
So I texted her today. I was like, permission to sell?
Permission to sell?
But I haven't got any takers. But we're going to give it away on the show tonight.
All right. So call up and we'll give it to you.
And the basically. Well, actually, well, the well,
how do you want to do it?
The 10th caller gets it.
First of all, you got to want this water cooler. It's like a big water cooler. Like you put in an office. So I guess if you're an office out there, you'd want it.
Yeah, but, I mean, you could have it in your home. You know, it could be just a.
Whoa! What are you doing over there?
Sorry,
this is why I don't like you in charge of the board.
It's true. It'll happen.
It will happen. All right. So last week we did the bar mitzvah, and I was with you.
Yes.
And we were running late, and this was not my fault.
No.
It was not my fault why we were running late. And I noticed.
Why you, wasn't it your fault?
Because you were late to pick me up.
No, it's true.
You were late to pick me up, but we still got there before
plenty
everybody
time.
Else. But,
plenty of time.
But the thing was is that you were freaking out.
I was freaking out.
You were freaking out. And your nervous habit is to stick your ear lobe inside your ear. I think we've talked about this before. But it's just really strange.
It's an awkward habit I developed in second grade. I was in a Jeep on the way to school, carpool, of course.
Carpool.
And I got to turn Snoop down.
Well, I like the way you're playing Snoop, but you're just so out of your character. Why are you playing Snoop?
All right, Snoop's off.
Snoop, I like Snoop.
You like Snoop?
Yeah, you got to like a little Snoop.
That's how I do it. I'm thinking about becoming a wedding DJ.
That's your new thing. You're just going to be like an all-around
guy. Well, here's the other thing. The last bar mitzvah we did.
Okay, I'm
listening. The bat mitzvah we did.
Bat. The gals. I call it a hot mitzvah. Then everyone laughs.
Oh, they really like it. But the party motivators were dancing the whole time. And I was looking at them. I was like, those are like the best people at the party. Because they are dancing and they're like having the best time. Or at least pretending to have the best time. You know?
They're pretending, but that's what they get paid to do.
They get paid to do it, but they do it well. These party motivators did it really well.
Sure. I mean...
The one guy had a dance... Are you listening to me?
Yes, I am. I'm just going through, because I wanted to go through some of your recent Facebook updates. And the last one was, thinks his neighbor wears heels to bed.
No.
But I know there was one where you said something about... you put out a thing about like how you were so in love with these bar mitzvah dancers.
Yeah, I mean
they were all dudes. First of all,
they're not all dudes. There's some
this
chicks.
This one there was.
Which one?
The one that I was with.
I was all dude. No, there was a chick. There was one girl. One girl. She was a little busted, but there was
she's
one.
A little busted.
Well, here's the thing. Like you know, you want to pay when you're dropping all this money on a bar mitzvah. You want to pay a lot of money for the dancers, but sometimes the cute dancers aren't available. Like they're at the high paying parties, so. Sometimes you might have an older party motivator who's, could use a little.
What are you saying?
Sometimes you get old chicks dancing at your 13-year-old kid's bar mitzvah.
Like the grandmothers. Is that what you're saying?
Not grandmothers, but they're like in their, like, you know, late 30s.
Late 30s.
Women that shouldn't be motivating 13-year-olds. You know what I'm saying?
It's just because it just becomes like a little weird.
It's a little
That's
awkward.
What you're saying.
Yeah.
So where were you going on
Speaking
that?
Of awkward.
Speaking of awkward. So, I mean, I just find it weird that
Are you looking at my Facebook post right now? Is
I
that
was
what you're
for
doing?
Second.
Instead
I was
of connecting with me right now, this is my problem with Facebook.
You hate
instead
Facebook.
I don't hate it. Love it. But instead of connecting with me eye to eye right now, you're looking at my Facebook page.
Well, I kind of was. But now I'm off it. But I wanted to, I wanted to see if the callers would call in. Let us know what their nervous habits are. I'm a big nail biter.
I'm a big nail biter,
Huge
too.
Huge nail biter. But the whole ear thing, I've never heard of that. Like, there's got to be some weird, like, there's got to be everything out there as far as nervous habits go.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're doing it now.
I'm not
like,
nervous,
you take
but my
your entire
yeah,
bottom
I put the whole
part
cartilage.
Of your ear
I put the bottom part of the ear and then fold the top part over. But right now, it doesn't feel good because my ears are warm. If my ears are cold, I love doing it. Like, if I have cold ears, I love sticking them in there. Sticking them in the, if you got a weird habit, give us a call.
646. Give it the number.
646-915-9228. Give us a call.
Give us a call.
That number again is 646-915-9228. I thought I'd try it a different way.
Try it a different way.
I called a few places this afternoon.
Okay.
And I left my cell phone number. But I did the name, cell phone number, and then repeated the cell phone number. So I repeated a couple times because sometimes when somebody gives you a number, you're not ready for the pen.
You're not.
And so I give it to them a second time. I think it's only fair.
It is only fair. I think the last thing you should give is your cell phone number. When you're calling someone about work, whatever it's going to be, you go, hey, I'm available. Just give me a call, blah, 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 blah. And then you go into the whatever you're going to say. And then at the end you say, and my number again is blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I think it's just the appropriate thing to do. I'm agreeing with you.
Do you, here's my question to you.
I'm listening.
Telemarketers on the cell phone.
What about them?
Do you get them?
Telemarketers on cell phones? No.
You don't get?
I get texts every once in a while.
Telemarket texts.
Yeah, telemarket texts, which I hate. I don't understand why they are, how they get my number to text me, and why it's gone this like viral way where they can text.
Yeah.
Text all this crap.
See, what gets me is when they call you and it's a robot. It's a machine leaving you an answer. I'm like, listen, hold the phone.
Literally
hold the phone. If I'm going to take, 5 seconds and look at my phone and you disrupt what I'm doing right now, I might not be doing anything. But, you disrupt what I'm doing if I'm in the middle of something, a conversation.
Yeah.
And it's a telemarketer. It's a computerized telemarketer.
Sure.
I get angry.
But I mean,
I get a little angry.
I think that's a thing of the past. Where those telemarketers, those rotary dialers where they just keep dialing, are people hear that and they hang up immediately. I think we're getting back to the original where people were, what is he saying? Gonna try to make it, just worked out so hard I'm gonna throw up. That's from our producer.
Our producer Ryan.
He's not here. He knows what time the show starts.
So listen,
fuck the motherfucking MTA. I likely to get to Jersey until noon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to read all of his stuff. Keep giving me your phone.
He gets so angry sometimes.
I know.
But we'll see.
Speaking of angry.
Here's a trick we're going to play on him. He might be listening right now.
All right.
So we might ruin it. But when he comes in, be like, dude, you've been working out? All right? I don't think he's listening to the show right now. So when he comes in, if he comes, be like,
sure.
Oh, you look good. You've been working out? All right.
And also, if you're listening and you know Ryan or you want to play along,
yeah,
have him, call up and be like, yo, I saw you were on the street the other day. You're looking good.
Have you been working out?
Just keep it going. Build it up his ego. Just keep building it up. Then we'll pop it.
I'll give you a little trade secret to his working out method. Because I used to live with the guy.
You did.
Does P90X, but he does like P25X. He's like, I just do I don't do the whole thing. I just do until I get tired. And I was like...
Here's a little funny thing. So my two roommates got one of them.
The hammer got the P90X. Oh, yeah?
And Scrap was like, I want to do it too. And the hammer was like, nah, it's not for you. It's not for you.
Scrap's such an ape. He's such an ape. Like, I see him on that iron gym. He's just hanging like a monkey. He's the closest thing to a monkey.
I'm kind of worried about him today. He didn't look too well when he woke up this morning, but I'll find out in a little bit.
Yeah, let's get the story. If he's listening, give us a call.
Give us a call, Scrap.
Tell us about your night.
I want to know how you're doing. I want to see if you're still alive. So if you're listening, call us and let us know if you're still alive. Yeah. And speaking of angry, Jailhouse Joe finished his short. Last night was
nice.
Let's give him a little round of applause.
He
finished shooting. Yeah. That was the last day of shooting, so now it's all on to editing.
What's the name of the film?
I do know. Shh. Croton Falls. Totally Croton Falls. Totally Croton Falls. And I don't know if he has anything up.
Got some stills.
You got some stills up?
What? I want to see stills from a movie. I want to see the movie.
I want to see the movie.
Get the editing. Let's see this. I want to see first cut. Thing. I want to see the dailies. Well, no, listen. Big props to... Jailhouse because he raised $900 more than he was expecting, which is great. So
it is great.
I'm not going to shamelessly plug Kickstarter, but
I think
that's a big platform now for people just wanting to raise money for any project they have. The studio guests.
Have
a lot larger.
We got a call.
We got a caller?
Yeah.
All right, we got...
Caller, you're on the air. Hey, what's going on, Whit? How is it down there? Nice and cold?
Oh, my. That doesn't begin to describe it.
Who decided to make this trip?
Survival was in question.
Who decided to take this trip at the end of March and it's like negative whatever out there?
It was Brendan was getting ready to move to Virginia and he, wanted to go camping, and then it was my birthday yesterday.
Well, happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you. And he was like, you're going to hate me if we try to organize this on your birthday? And I was like, no, it's probably perfect.
Yeah, sure, why not? Well, I mean, if you did this, a week and a half ago, you would have been fine.
Yeah.
So why didn't you say, Go ahead, Whit. It's all you, buddy.
Well, we were on a frozen lake. We walked across a lake.
So you're actually camping on a frozen lake?
We were camping on snow, beside the snow, frozen lake, yes.
Where are you right now?
I am in bed.
Oh, all right. So where were you camping? Where did you go to camp?
We were at the Catskills.
You went up to the Catskills?
Crazy.
That's dumb. That's just dumb.
So wait, let me ask you a question here. This is Giggles. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for, calling us. You know, you were supposed to be on the show tonight, but you had such a good time that you're just...
Yeah, but I don't remember that, so...
No, that's all right. No, I should
have... It's going to happen.
I should have sent you a follow-up. Here's my question, Whit. What was the sort of the moment that you all bonded? Because when guys take a camping trip, there's certain, like, there's one thing that happens that everybody just gets together, and they're like, oh, gosh, I want to kiss you, but... We can't.
What?
You can't. You bond so much together. That
say
you're
that
like,
again.
Was there like a song? You know.
No, I'll tell you when it was. I'll tell you when the moment was for me when we all eight of us we came together and bonded. Was
when you were so cold you had to huddle up.
Yeah. Well, I mean that was always going to happen, but we.
So, okay.
You know, we were running. We had gotten there. We got there early. We set up camp. Hung out, we played around all day long, and we had gotten firewood originally. But as we're approaching twilight and starting to realize exactly how cold it's about to get, we realized we didn't even have near enough firewood to last us throughout the time. So we finally got everybody back centralized, and we went out on an epic mission together to bring back insane amounts of firewood and succeeded.
Nice. And that was the moment that your guys like, we're getting wood for this fire. We're coming together as eight dudes. Did you guys have a name for your...
Some people were like less prepared than others with clothing. I mean, it was starting to get cold. And we were like, this is about to get cold, guys.
Yeah.
We need to be able to keep this fire raging.
Jesus. Well, I mean, a lot of Whit's friends are granola-eating hippies, so they don't really prepare for the winter.
Shoeless up there.
You know, shoeless. Shoeless guitar-playing hippies that don't prepare for the cold. Well, Whit, I'm glad you had a good time. Happy birthday. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the Dave and Giggles listeners?
I don't think so, man. Anybody out there that was on the camping trip that's listening, it was awesome, and you guys gave me the best birthday ever. It was great.
There you go.
That's it.
Well, happy birthday, Whit. Sleep. Happy birthday, buddy.
Good, thanks, man.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, peace out.
Take it easy, buddy. All right, so that was our buddy.
He sounded still cold.
He sounded so cold. He's probably shivering in bed.
It's just like something you just don't do. You don't camp before you. Because like, even if you do go up camping, even with all that firewood they got, it still is moist. It's still wet. It's still dewy out. So it's not
it's
easy
too,
to keep
it's
a fire.
Too cold. It shouldn't be, like, I don't like being cold.
No, you got to be comfortable when you're camping.
Yeah.
At least for the most part.
And for our listeners, if you're keeping track, Whit was the first caller. We need the 10th caller to win the water cooler. So I might drop it down to the 5th caller.
Depending on who calls.
Depending on who calls. But the 10th caller wins the water cooler. It's nice.
It's
and
a nice
I'll
water
even
cooler.
Deliver it to you.
He will. He will. Throw it in the back of his new truck or car.
And
looking
we'll,
good.
We'll take it to you. I want us to play some music tonight, Dave. I want you
music.
And me to connect.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit.
Okay.
Because we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
So step one on the agenda for me.
Let's get it out. Tell me.
So I have been asked by my boy, Johnny, up in Boston, to be the godfather of his child.
Wow, congratulations. That's big.
It's my second one.
Okay.
It's my second one. I hope none of these people die, because then I'm going to be running a daycare.
Right.
And I don't want that to happen.
Mm-mm.
But godfather right here.
Awesome, man.
Godfather right
nice.
Here.
You look like the godfather.
But, like, what are the godfather duties?
You basically just be that guy that you can call in the middle of the night and be like, hey, bro.
Hey. Bro,
I got to go somewhere. Can you watch the kid for
but
a second?
But what if I am in New York City and they're in Boston?
Then you go up there.
So
you take
just
the train.
Go.
You say,
you
when's the closest way I can get there?
I'm there.
What
I'm
do you
there.
Need? It's like the what Godfather's like, what do you need? Hey, listen.
What
do you need? You know what I'm saying?
I asked him. I said, okay, what are my responsibilities?
You should get
it
in writing because you could get screwed.
So screwed.
Ugh, that kid's
so
ugly
screwed.
And you got an ugly kid?
Shit.
No, that's
so cool. I asked him what the responsibilities were, and he said, send her a Christmas present, send her a birthday present. That's all we ask. All
right.
So
there
you
do
go.
That anyway.
I do that anyway, you know?
Yeah.
So
cute
there you
kid.
Go.
Cute
there
kid.
I am sitting here in a nice sports coat.
It's a good looking sports coat.
You hate my sports coat.
No, I don't. When we take a break, I got something special for you.
Okay.
So we'll, you know. But I don't even think we need to take a break.
No, we don't ever need.
No,
to take
I do
want to
play this. I want to play this song.
You do want to play this song.
My, it's a music video.
All right.
It's been rocking.
Is it Rebecca Black? Because I swear to God, I'm so sick of Rebecca Black.
It's ridiculous. Let me tell you a story about. All right. I'm not even gonna say the name. It's like Voldemort.
You love Voldemort too.
So I was trying to get to sleep the other night.
Why is Voldemort stealing Beetlejuice's gimmick anyway?
I mean, you can't. Villains need like. You know,
the same thing the that's same been thing. Going on for years.
How do you make a scary villain?
Who's
you
know? The scariest villain of all time? 646-915-9228. Give it to me.
I'm going
to
say Candyman. 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 Big black dude in the ghetto slitting people's throats. Scares the shit out of me.
So Florida. So racist.
That and what was the one that was saying Bloody Mary three times in the window? Not the window, the mirror.
That was...
What was that? Do you ever hear that? If you like go in a dark room at midnight and like, go into the bathroom and say Bloody Mary three times and spin around, like the demons are going to appear?
Yeah, I can't remember.
That freaked me. Like, I couldn't go to bed before midnight or after midnight.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be so scared for like a year. I was scared of that shit. And then I was like, really? I'm going to be scared of my own bathroom? I mean, I am a little scared.
You're scared of the dark, aren't you? You're just scared of the dark.
A little bit.
646-915-9228. I want you to tell me who the scariest villain of all time is. I need to know.
Yeah.
I need to know. So we can get into some serious issues. Winking at me. This is actually something else I'd want to talk about.
What's on
about.
Your heart? Tell me. Let's...
So today I was my uncle's funeral.
Yeah.
That's where I was during the afternoon. So I went up there for that. And, it was really weird because I'm kind of estranged from my uncle.
Yeah.
And last time I saw him was when at my dad's funeral, which was 6 years ago, 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
And, he was always an interesting man. He was always the, you know, rehab type of guy. Like,
okay. So I had some issues.
I had some issues. Everyone's right. got some issues.
Yeah, everyone's got issues.
But I got to hang out with my cousin, who I haven't seen in like 10 years.
Okay.
And she's 17 now.
All right.
And she's like ready to go off to college. And like I got to actually hang out. The last time I saw her, she was 7.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was like she was a kid. So yeah. I was like playing around with her.
Right.
And then this time she was actually like,
you
adult.
Can't play, yeah, you can't play around with
you
them
can't
now.
Play around with them now. And then no. They just look like a creep. So I got to hang out with her. I got to talk to her. It was really nice.
What's your point?
My point is completely left field of this. So my sister didn't bring her daughter, my niece. She didn't bring her.
You love
She's
that niece.
Seven. She's
you
seven.
You love that niece.
What is the appropriate age do
to
you
go to
think
a funeral?
To go to a funeral? Like, what do you think? Because like my sister asked her. She's like, do you want to go to the funeral?
And she said no.
And she said, I don't know. Like, she was actually really adult about it. She's like, I don't know. It might freak me out. It might give me nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what is the appropriate age?
The first funeral I remember.
I know I do, Deb. I know I do.
Was she?
Don't you worry about it. You told her to stop texting me during the show. I know all about you.
Well, she texts, when she texts you,
yeah.
you lose focus. So here's my question.
I asked the question.
No, you asked the question.
646-915.
Well, I lose focus when you drop your eyes from me.
I know. 646-915-9228. I want to hear everyone's opinion on this.
Yeah,
this
like,
is what is the appropriate age for a kid to go to a funeral?
You can tell us what the age is, and if you're the fifth caller, we might give you a water cooler.
But I mean, like, there's a lot.
What
like,
was the
a
earliest
lot there.
Funeral? You let's talk. Tell me. What's the earliest funeral you went to?
I went to a lot of funerals when I was younger, like my great-grandmother.
Yeah.
I was pretty young.
Great-grandma was my first one.
But I was like a baby for a lot of those. And then like probably for a couple years I didn't go. But my mom's pretty big into like being like, this is life. Handle it.
Yeah.
So she's just like, would it bring me no matter what, you know?
Yeah.
So, but my sister was like, no, she's too young. She's at that age where I don't think it's
appropriate.
How old
is she? 7?
7.
I went to one when I was like 4 or 5. And I dealt with it. I was
you
like,
dealt
oh,
with it.
Great-grandma's dead. I went up to the you know the casket, looked at her, and like
I think it's also who it is. Like if it's your great grandmother, that's probably a little bit more dear to heart than an uncle. You're kind of like she probably met him once or twice.
But it's not some well yeah. And then she doesn't understand him. Like it's about being there for the family,
right?
You know, because like who cares? You know, I'm not who cares. But if you're not close to somebody, it's like well, I should just show my support. You know, and be like, hey, I'm here
but
for
you. But a 7-year-old kid doesn't understand showing support.
Did she even know the guy?
I'm telling you, she probably met him once or twice.
All right, then probably not. I mean,
probably not.
I mean, I don't even know why your sister even said the uncle's dead? Was she asking about, like, the uncle?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's been, like, you know, around
the house. She's not
going
to be, like, turning eight and be like, yo, uncle, this guy didn't give me a birthday card.
Totally.
Just erase him.
Right. Just erase him.
I mean, I don't mean to say that about your, you know, rest in peace.
Sure.
But, I mean, for a seven-year-old, if she doesn't need to know, then...
Yeah, but I mean, like, I think my mom's point was more like, well, I think she needs to deal with death. She should be able to see it.
Is she your mom's kid? No.
No. Exactly. So there you go. That's why there my sister go. Was like, no, it's not happening. Yeah. She is going to the funeral tomorrow, but that's, I think, a little different at the church.
Oh, what you was know. Today? The wake?
Today was the wake.
Oh, yeah. Then go to, if she's going to the funeral?
She's going to the funeral.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But she won't go to the wake.
I mean,
well, I mean, at the wake, you got an open casket.
Yeah.
You got a dead person sitting there.
And people crying.
People crying.
A lot of people crying.
A lot of people crying.
Yeah. Shit. Funerals suck.
Funerals do
suck. I mean, like, you know, jeez.
That all you have to say.
Bring it down.
Jeez.
I mean, they can be, I think, when my dad passed away, the funeral was actually nice.
Okay.
Like, I enjoyed it. Like, I think, I don't know if I was thinking about this, but people might have been like, oh, man, those guys are really happy. But, like, I was happy to see everybody. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, this is a chance to see the family.
Sure.
This sucks. But, like, hey, it's great seeing you. Like, I saw some of my dad's coworkers that I haven't seen in 15, 20 years. I
sure.
was like, oh, thank you for coming. My dad spoke highly of you, you know, and just going around, like, meet and greet. And
well, give me some, like, some stuff that, from the funeral, because we haven't really talked about that too much. Give me some stuff in the funeral that you really took away. Like, looking back on it now, like, being able to look back on it.
Yeah.
And be like, what did you take away from it?
Like, that my dad was a, like, teacher. My dad inspired, like, anybody. You know, he would talk to anybody. He would just kind of make everybody feel special. From, like, the nurses or his kids. Like, he was a teacher the last 6 years, 7 years of his life.
Okay.
So, I mean, and being a high school teacher is tough. Like, I wouldn't want that job because kids that age, they're jerks.
I hate kids, first of all, and I don't think they'd let me around kids.
Probably not. But, you know, he inspired a lot of people. Okay. And I think, like, the biggest thing I would take away from the funeral was just, I don't know. I mean, I did a montage for, you know, that little montage.
I sent you the audio.
You sent me the audio, which was awesome. Hey, thank you for that.
Who's your partner?
You, buddy. You, buddy. So you sent me the audio from that. I worked on that, and I had, like, a creative outlet during that week. Because that whole week leading up to it was just, like, it was terrible. It was just like, oh, like, why? Why? What, you know?
Why?
And, like, but working on that and, like, having something to show and be like, listen, my dad was so proud of me and was always, like, wanting me to be creative.
That's not what he told me. But I'm just saying. It's just between me and your dad.
Just, all right, yeah, it's true. But that was nice. And I think that was also something people could just look at and see pictures of him.
Sure.
And the audio was great. Like, I had audio of my dad, you, and me talking.
Talking.
It was awesome.
It was.
You know, like, that's something that...
Ooh, they sit there going, who's this other douchebag?
Yeah, right. Who's this day guy? It was true.
Yeah.
But it was nice.
It was
nice. It was a nice, like, touch. And it was kind of like, listen, he may be gone, but he still lives on.
Sure.
I know it's cliched.
Sure.
But it's like, you know, I think of my dad and everything I do.
Now, did you get, like, a constant barrage of, oh, my God, you look exactly like him when he was your age? Or
yeah. I mean, people are like, oh, I can see your father. Yeah. And, you know.
I was at the funeral today, and I didn't know most of these people because I didn't really know him that well. But I was just standing there, and people would just be coming up to me, and he was like, you're John's son. You're John's son. And I was just like, I don't know you, dude. What do you want from me?
Right.
But it's just hilarious the way people get when they're, like, in that mourning stage, when they're trying to, like, they just get in this, like, old routine of, like, thinking back when they're younger and, like, just start telling stories.
Right.
And, like, how did you, like, what did you, like, what was the overall, like, few days before the funeral and the few days after the funeral? Was there, like, tension in the air? Was it, like, just camaraderie? Was it just, like, a celebration? Was it really sad? Like, what was it?
I mean, it was a little bit of all of that stuff, but, like, I am very blessed and proud of my family that we just kind of were like, all right, what needs to be done? What are we doing? You know, this sucks, but, like, let's come together and let's talk, you know? And
let's get down to the brass tacks.
Yeah, man. I mean, my family is, like, hands down, like, we're a pretty tight-knit operation.
Good people.
You know? We have our differences, you know? We don't always maybe see the same thing, you know?
You guys did a little fight.
Well, every family goes through a little bit of spat.
Sure.
But I think, like, our relationship is more important than any sort of argument, or it's so trivial.
Sure.
I watched this. Who was it? Somebody talking about the universe. I'm going to get off a tangent here. But he was like talking about like your little skirmish. Say you and I have a small skirmish today. In the grand scheme of things, like if you were to step back and look at the earth and be like, really, these are two guys and this. Why is it such a big deal? Why should it be, you know?
But should you be able to like say, okay, just disregard all of the issues you have in your own personal life because you're meaningless? I mean, essentially, we are all meaningless.
I don't think we're meaningless. I'm saying I don't think
in the grand scheme of things, you pull back that far, you're meaningless. You're nothing but an ant in an anthill.
Right, right. Well, I mean, you're meaningless if you think you're meaningless and you want to, you know, you think that you don't have a place.
Sure.
You know, like love is contagious.
Love is contagious.
I'm on a big list.
So is hate. I think hate's more contagious.
Hate is more. It's more. I wouldn't say it's more fun to hate, but I think people find it easier. Sure.
I mean,
to
look,
hate.
The news really drives it home.
Yeah.
You're going to hate more than you're going to love.
Yeah. So listen, on that, this is the song I want to play.
All right.
This is, the video is amazing. You got to check it out. I'm plugging it.
All right. We'll pull it up on the website.
We'll put it up on the website. It's, people might have seen it, but it's Bliss and Esso, I think. And it's featuring the John Butler Trio.
You love these guys.
Love them. And it's called The Sea is Rising. And it's a great video. You should check it out. If you Google The Sea is Rising, you can check it out. Awesome visuals. As far as an editing standpoint, it's pretty ridiculous.
What'd you just say?
Editing standpoint.
I don't think that's what you said. I think I heard it's editing standporn.
Standporn?
Yeah.
Probably. All right. So this is Bliss and Esso featuring the John Butler Trio. It's called The Sea is Rising. And Dave and Giggles, take a little break, and we'll get back to you in a few minutes.
You are the worst. You really are the worst.
I'm going to refresh this. I think it screwed up a little bit.
You are the worst. First of all, you had the audio turned down. We all heard the pick, 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 pick. And then you just totally screwed it up. Ah, you really make me mad.
Hold
sometimes.
On. It's going to come. There it is.
All right.
This is
we'll
it.
Be back.
Until now, science has ruled the roost in terms of what takes place in conservation around the world. We need to expand that. We need to bring in the humanities, poetry, art, music, dance, everything, anything. That will make a difference in how people view this problem, because this problem matters. It matters to their lives, it matters to their hearts, it matters in every way.
You can't tell the truth from the fiction. Why do we pollute where we're living? Why are these you put at risk? And why is this ruling dominion kept us consuming this prison? Nah, nah, nah. I won't jump through the hoops of the system. Nothing stands between you and the pursuit of your vision. I grab a loop of this rhythm. It puts the juice in my pistons to jump back, react, spit in the booth with precision. And when I'm cruising with ism, yeah, I'm deucing a spliff. And it's a B&E show. Bitch, getting loose was a given. To look back when the future is written. And no one cares. Nuclear fission and stupid decisions. And rather an asteroid doom for collision. And know the planet got fucked by the human condition.
And all I know is the sun is shining. Yet we fight all through the night. While the bergs are melting and the sea is rising. I don't know, so I ask them why. And all I know is the sun is shining. Yet we fight all through the night. Well, if you don't
old school poet. Yeah, yo, 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 I'm an old school poet. I cherish the ink, that cosmic cowboy that doesn't care what they think. Real magic isn't card tricks, big cribs and cars, bitch. It's making something out of nothing through this hard shit. And even though that the earth is weak, we still bomb each other and idle what the churches speak. It's like this land is either run by labor or liberal, but don't get it twisted, they're the same as the criminal. So open your eyes, simply notice the issue, that we stuck to our guns without promoting the pistol. The sound that we all love, split because of color, but bound because of blood. So before we all blow and they sell the same, know that the only thing that's bulletproof is my self-esteem. This is way beyond cash and ego tripping. It's an epic electric SO ecosystem. Grow with me.
And all I know is the sun is shining, yet we fight all through the night. While the bergs are melting and the sea is rising, I don't know, so I ask them why. And all I know is the sun is shining, yet we fight all through the night. Well, if you don't know, shit, and I don't know, I guess all we can do is ask them why.
I'll tell you things are bad. Everybody knows.
Solutions,
sun is shining, yet we fight all through the night. While the bergs are melting and the sea is rising, I don't know, so I ask them why. And all I know is the sun is shining, yet we fight all through the night. Well, if you don't know, shit, and I don't know, I guess all we can do is ask them why.
Jeez. All right, who is that?
That's Bliss and Esso featuring the John Butler Trio. What is this?
What? You're playing something. It was good. I just, at this point in my life,
you just
done with rap.
Really? You're done with rap?
Well, I can go back to some old school, some M, some Biggie.
Some Biggie. You like the old school stuff.
I like the old school stuff.
Hey, listen, I mean, I don't know if you know this already, but Nate Dogg passed away.
This was a while ago.
Yeah.
Who was Nate Dogg?
Well, he was the guy in the Regulate video.
Regulator.
But here's my thing. Like, people were posting on Facebook,
yeah.
And I was like, do these people really listen to Nate Dogg? You know, I mean, had they thought about Nate Dogg a couple weeks before? You know?
No. That's the thing about the rap community. It's like, oh, he's dead. Let's really give him some tribute. Let's get his albums out there.
Right.
Let's really rock and roll this thing. Hip hopping. Spopping.
It's like a...
What? What happened? We got our producer in.
He's back in studio.
He's
Ryan
walking around. Let him do his thing. He'll come back over
in
a second.
Hold on. We'll put you up.
You just don't know where things are. This is why I can't have you
on
the board.
Nope.
He's not even up?
Yeah. You just turn everything on, buddy.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Just turn everything on.
Should be
hi,
this
guys.
One.
How are you? Hi, guys. How are you?
You're the worst. You figure that out.
There it is. It should be that one right there. This one.
Check.
No.
No.
Thanks for coming. He just comes in my house,
mm-hmm.
gets water, and eating my food, you know, and complaining about his workout. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
All right, he came in and he ruined it. He said that he worked out. So
he
ruined everything.
He did.
But, you know, he comes in here like a fight train. All right, here's the thing.
What? What do you got?
I've got both of my bar mitzvah shooters sitting across from me.
Oh, jeez.
I want give me the favorite thing about shooting a bar mitzvah.
Nothing.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer. What do you got?
I don't. Oh yeah, wait. Okay, I am one. Okay.
You're on. Give yeah, whatever. I'll give that a little boost. Whatever it is.
Two things I like about shooting bar mitzvahs. One, the food. The food's always excellent. They always let you eat some of it. And two,
the last one I had.
Yeah.
Awful.
Awful food.
It was cold lasagna. Not even like pasta with barely any sauce on it, and these really terrible hot dogs, and really moist chicken fingers.
Oh, we had sushi at the last one. It was delectable. And the other thing I like...
Is that what you do?
He's such a southerner. Any free food he loves.
He does.
There's always a moment where... you're from Florida.
I know. You're both
my
southerners.
My people never had slaves. I can't
stand. It comes over here.
Florida's really not southern, though.
Your capital was built by totally slave different. Labor.
Why can't I hear him?
Well, he's there.
He's there. You can hear
him. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
He's there. Your capital was built by slave labor.
It's true. St.
Yeah,
Augustine.
It is.
It's all
right.
Slave
Spanish
labor,
slaves
man.
Or African slaves?
I think they were all from Africa, weren't they?
646-915-9228. Call us and let us know what's going on. What are you doing? Why are you wearing a whole bunch of headphones?
I don't know. I'm just putting them on. I like
all
it.
All right. So what's been going on? Like how – or give me like a rundown. All right. I want to know one thing from you.
You're wearing a really nice suit jacket. Yeah. That's what's going on with me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nice.
Why don't you ask him where
look
he went?
That. Where'd you go?
I was at a funeral.
Oh, don't you feel
I'm
like
sorry.
A jerk?
You feel like a
hey, there's nothing wrong with telling
no,
someone
fine.
They look nice.
You're fine. Yeah, I do look good. I know.
I think it's worse when somebody looks nice and you go, oh, who died? And they're like, my uncle.
There
and
was.
He raised me after my parents passed away. Thank yeah, you very much for making light of it.
That's
your uncle passed
yeah,
away?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry
did he
to hear
raise?
That. Did he raise you after your parents?
He didn't raise me, no, no. I smoked a lot of dope with them, but we'll get that later. all right, so this is actually something we were talking about a second ago. I want your opinion on this.
Okay.
And if you're still listening, 646-915-9228. What is the appropriate age a child is to go to a funeral?
Sometime today.
If it's a well-behaved child, I mean, they're not really going to absorb what's going on, and you can bring them quite young.
Sure.
Like I had a nephew that went when he was about 2 and a half.
Sure. Yeah, I think like that age, they don't understand though. When they're like, or when they get to like 5, they start to understand what's going on.
I don't think there's anything unhealthy about bringing a kid to a funeral.
No.
I had a niece once who didn't really understand, like her great grandfather died when she was about 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she saw him in the open casket, you know, she tapped him on the hand and said, "Wake up, Papa." You know, oh. She really didn't understand.
Ugh,
and,
it's the worst.
Yeah, it was really sad, but you know.
Stole that from a Disney movie.
It's part of life, though.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I also think, like, there was this kid there who was probably, I want to say, like 11.
Yeah.
And he just didn't get it. Maybe there was something wrong with him. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know his parents were or anything. And he's standing in front of the casket, open casket, and he goes, "Hey, Dad, I was just thinking about stealing his watch." And the father was just like, just jaw dropped, like, "Oh my God!"
Was it a nice watch?
I'm sure it was.
See,
like,
that's my thing.
Why are you going to bury him with a nice
why,
watch?
Yeah, and why you here's the thing. Nice like, put me in a freaking
well,
jumpsuit.
If you could be buried with five things, what would you be buried with? And you could take with you to the other side, whatever that other side is. Ooh. What do you bring with you?
That's a good question.
646-915-9228. I want to hear the answer to this out there.
I think it kind of depends what's on the other side. Because, I mean, like, if there's already, like, Snickers bars and breasts over there, then, you know, what am I going to need that I have here?
Clouds or fire. You know, where you going?
All right, I'm going to say, give me two things that you would want if you were in heaven, the idea of heaven or the idea of hell.
Mm.
I would say if I was in hell, which I think I've been a couple times,
mm-hmm.
the most appropriate great suit is a suit mm-hmm. to wear because you got a jacket. If it's like for like utilitarian, you could put stuff in it.
That's true.
And you're just like, you're ready to go. You can move, you could bob, you could weave.
You
can get it all down.
What do you think you're going to be doing in hell?
No,
like
you're making deals.
Your way out of
you're
it?
Making
I mean,
deals.
You're making
you're
deals.
Hell,
you got to
be
you
making
do
deals.
Anything.
You're burning.
You
got to
look good.
Like in fire for eternity. Like what? You're acting like hell is an AC/DC.
You
got to
get down, man. Yeah. If you're going to be behind the mosh pit, call her. You're on the air.
Who's this? Dave and Giggles.
It's Dave and Giggles, man. Who's this?
This is Kevin Zog.
Kevin Zog, buddy. I went to high school with Kevin Zog. What's going on, buddy? Yeah, so Kevin Zog, one of my good buddies from back in the day, he started the band called Stormville.
Where are you guys up in Poughkeepsie?
No, we're in Queens right now.
If you're listening to the computer,
down in Queens, huh?
Yeah, we're down in Queens.
Turn your computer down if you're listening to the show while you know you're calling in, because there might be a bit of a delay. I don't know if Dave told you that.
I'm not sure. I just got something on. I'm just upstate, hanging out in my house, and I figured I'd give you guys a buzz.
I love it.
What's going on?
Do you have any use for a water cooler?
Do I have any use for a water cooler?
A water cooler, yes.
Why is there a water cooler in your house?
What am I needing for a water cooler for?
He's trying to get rid of a water cooler. He's trying to get rid of a water cooler. It's yours, Kevin.
Well, you can send me a water cooler if you want.
Nice. So, Kevin, the question was, if you were in heaven or hell, you have two things. So two things you'd want in heaven and two things you'd want in hell. What would those two things be?
Two things that I would want in heaven?
Uh-huh. Yeah, two things you could bring with you from Earth to the other side. Whatever two items you want.
I'd have to bring my drum set, and I'd bring my St. Bernard.
There you go. Oh, you got a little companion, no. and you got a little spare time to play some drums. Exactly. I love it.
That's a great answer.
So how's the band going? We'll get on that for a quick second. We'll do a little plug.
The band is going well. We're hopefully going to be playing some shows down in the city this summer.
Nice.
Wonderful. Times Square area.
Nice. I would say we'll get you in the studio, but you guys might not fit into like an acoustic theme, being a little bit more metal. But I love it.
Yeah, we're on the more of the metal genre, but we're positive.
Nice.
And we're hopefully going to blow up the New York City area this year.
I love it.
And Kevin, here, give us the plug. What's the name of the band? If some of our listeners might be into the more positive metal music movement.
The name of the band is Stormville.
Stormville.
And again, like I said, it's a heavy metal. It's fast. It's fun. And if you guys feel like moshing, having
there
a good
is.
Time, and
wear a suit.
We're having a couple cool ones.
Nice.
Come check out the shows.
I love it, dude. Hey, well, Kevin, thanks for calling in.
Apparently, you got a water cooler on the way.
Well, he's not the fifth caller.
All right. Excellent, guys. Next year, St. John's University. Hopefully, you know.
I like it.
They lost this year.
They did lose this year. And that was a big loss. That was a big loss. They're always a big favorite. But
I love your show. Excellent. And I'll be in touch.
All right.
Thanks,
I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Good guy. So the name of the band is Stormville.
Stormville, which is funny.
It's a good
because,
name.
Because I'm from Stormville.
Hmm.
The name of your hometown is Stormville?
Stormville.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So he took the name Stormville, made it into his band's
That's
name,
awesome.
Which is awesome.
That's
he's a good
nice.
Guy. And it's actually the people in the band I grew up with, too. There's a couple of people that I was, like, really good homeboys with. Good people, good
nice.
People. What do you
speaking
got?
Speaking of music, speaking of bands and hometown, you call in, tell us your hometown,
yep.
hometown band name, and we'll give you a signed CD from Aaron Lavigne.
We have
What
some.
About that? We have some. I have like, a few of them, but I'm just going to
sure.
say I only have one. I only have one CD. You call in right now, tell us your hometown, and we will give you that signed CD right now.
I wanted to fight a guy a couple nights ago over basketball.
Really?
Yeah. Now, you know I'm a fair weather like I'm.
You are a fair weather fan.
I'm a very fair weather fan. Now, not when it comes to like some things like the
sure.
Cincinnati Reds, things like that. But like with OSU,
okay.
I don't follow because college basketball is very unwieldy. It's very hard to follow. There's hundreds of teams. You know, even in the tournament,
I don't think anyone can really follow
exactly.
Anything.
Yeah.
It's just a total towing cost.
And given that, like, I live in New York now, how am I supposed to follow these teams in Ohio? Well, I was at a bar, and there was this guy at the bar. I was at a theater after party, so it's all theater people.
Oh,
last place
you'd
think this shit was going to happen,
oh,
right?
No.
Right.
And so, like, I'm watching this game, and the guy next to me says, you know, yeah, you're watching the game? I'm like, yeah, I'm from Ohio. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm an Ohio fan, too, even though he's not fucking from Ohio. And then he starts, like, saying, well, you know, who do you want to win? I said, well, I haven't watched a game all year. He says, well, then you're not an Ohio State fan. And I said, well, you know, I don't follow everything. I have a life, but I follow some sports.
Sure.
And he's like, name one player on the floor. And I'm like, I can't. I don't care. And he said, then you're not an Ohio State fan. And I said, fuck you, dude. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Jesus,
and
things
like,
are getting heavy.
But I tried to, like, I said, whatever, man. You're cool. I like you. Whatever. And I started to watch the game. And Ohio State's getting beat, by the way, which didn't really help. And then he kept fucking egging it on. And finally I turned around and said, well, who the fuck are you? I don't fucking know you. we know some of the same fucking people. You got no fucking right to talk to me that way.
So basically, you're saying...
I got up, I said, don't fucking talk to me. I walked away from him.
Jesus.
And then he turned around, he tried to talk to me again, and I went, turn your fucking ass around and don't speak to me again.
Oh, did you think there's going to be a fight?
I would have hit him.
Would you have taken him?
Easily.
Because you've been doing P90X.
P90X!
Or as Giggles over here would like to say,
P25X. Have you made it the whole 90 minutes?
Yeah.
All right, that's great. Here's my
question,
though.
Well, it's not 90 minutes on all of them, though.
Let's talk about your anger management. So would there have been a better, more...
Hey, the fucker wouldn't let it go. I said several times.
But
like,
the funny thing
and
is...
And I walked away. I didn't turn around.
He's so bad at it. He's used the F word 30 times.
And the funny...
It's totally fine. Let's everybody calm down. You're getting heated right now. About something that already
you guys fucking
happened.
Like it when I get angry.
I know,
so
I do.
Like, let's not bitch. Not I'm
bitch
giving you
about
what
it.
You want. I'm dancing for you.
Dance, bitch. All right, but here's the funny thing is that
you're
guy.
Me a bitch?
Just relax.
Just everybody relax.
No, I'm sorry.
I know.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that this guy is like his team's losing, so he's picking a fight with someone who's on his side.
That's what I don't get. I don't even think he's an OSU fan. I think he's just.
All right,
you know,
can I answer me this? What is a Buckeye?
Buckeye is a tree. It's a tree in Ohio, and they make these little nuts that you can't actually eat, but they're black and they have like a little white center to them.
That's racist.
No, it's not. we're named after a poisonous tree.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we come after you and we poison you to death.
Slowly.
I love it.
I think it won't even kill you. It just like put you in shock.
Put you in shock. Yeah. So I have. I don't have my sounder because I don't have my iPad with me. But it's cool.
Yeah, that's right.
So if I could do like. Dave Soboy Adventures, whatever the music was, that was what I'd be playing right now. So I had a couple Subway Adventures. The first one, I'll say it really quick because it was disgusting. And there's another one that I might tell next week, but it almost made me throw up. You know those stories where people say, I'm going to tell you a story, but it might make you throw up. And you're like, what? That's not going to make me throw up.
Right.
Some girl told me a story the other day that
made you throw
almost
up.
Made me throw up. But I'm not going to tell it today. Maybe I'll tell it next week.
Oh, you tease.
So, I got on a subway and there's this guy sleeping in the two-seat car seat, you know, like the two-seater all the way to the end of the subway, and he's fast asleep. And this girl gets on, and she is a complete crackhead, and she sits down and she starts going to town on herself, scratching herself under her shirt, above her arm, on her back, all over the place. And he finally, like after a stop or two, wakes up and goes, oh God, and gets up and moves away. And she scratched me. I just sat there and watched her. I actually had like a Cliff Bar and I was like, I can't eat this anymore. It's just that gross.
Was she sitting right next to
this
guy?
She was sitting right next to the guy. He woke up and noticed that she was sitting right next to him and was like, oh God, and got up and moved. It was really hilarious. Caller, you're on the air. Oh, they just hung up. Call back. We got a couple of minutes.
It's true.
So the other story I have, Dave's Subway Adventures, is so I get on the subway, and I want to know what you do in this situation. I'm not going to tell you what I did. So I get on the subway, and it was like probably like 2 in the morning, maybe on a Thursday. So it's like drinking night. People are drinking. Mm-hmm. And there's this dude sitting next to me. Gets on, and he's like all like jammed up. And as like the stop or two goes on, he starts passing out, like really hardcore passing out, and he leans into me, like really into me, like full, like dead weight on top of me. And so I'm sitting there, and there's no other seats available. So either I suck it up and stay seated, or I get up and I watch this thing. And if I do get up, he's completely dead weight. There's a bar right there. He'll probably smash his head into the bar.
Yeah.
So what do you do in that situation?
You kind of get up and push him the other way, just kind of.
But then there's this lady sitting next to him because I didn't want to push her.
It's her problem.
She actually was just like,
"Welcome
just
to the
laughing.
NFL."
I'm afraid of like when drunk people on the subway getting thrown up on.
Well, that was the other thing. So after a while, I was just playing with him. So every once in a while, I made a game of it, and I would every like 30 seconds, I would give him like a quick pop right in the side, and he'd pop up a little bit, and then he'd eventually pass out again. And then at one point, he was kind of like breathing heavy.
No.
And he was going to throw up. I could tell he was like ready to throw up. He started drooling a little bit onto his hand, and he was like on top of me. So he's like, his head is like leering towards my lap. And I was like, oh God. So I started rubbing his back a little bit. I was like, dude, don't throw up. Come on, buddy. You can make it. I had the whole car laughing his ass off. It was a really good time. But I eventually got up and I grabbed his like head area. and I gently put his it head down. Area. His yeah. head, his head, and his shoulders, and I gently put him down on the seat, and then got off.
Did you get his phone number?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I wish
shit,
I did.
Dude. Oh man,
wish I did. 646-915-9228.
Next caller gets the just relax. Next caller gets the signed Aaron Lavigne CD. So
next caller.
Next caller.
Oh, bless you.
646.
I don't know what's going on
crying
in
there.
All right, let's do it. We got 4 minutes left in the show.
What are we doing?
I want to hear the big news of the night. Let's do this right. Want to do it?
They're talking. They're talking.
There's
big news. The big news is
all right.
I've become a committed man. Throwing in the towel.
Throwing in the towel.
I'm not throwing in the towel. I'm picking up the towel.
All right. No. So you got engaged.
Yeah.
How did it go down? You're not.
I'm not. It's a very. It's a nice.
It's a personal.
It's a personal thing.
You don't want to talk about it?
No. I mean, you know.
You're not going to tell me how it happened.
Well, I'm not going to tell you how it happened on the air.
You don't want to tell me how it happened on the air. I want to know how it happened on the air.
It was nice. It was special.
Okay.
It was romantic, and it was, you know, it felt good. I wanted to do it, and I was like, you know what? Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Let's make this happen. You know,
I love it. All right, well, real quick, here we go. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Holly.
Hey, Holly, what's going on?
Hollywood.
Hey, Hollywood. I just wanted to see if I could help you guys get to 5 callers.
You're the third. It's a pity call.
If you want a water cooler, if you want a water cooler, it's yours.
I don't know what I would do with it, but
next week
I'll ask around.
The funny thing is that the lady wants it out of the house tonight.
She wants it out. She put it outside, and when I got back, she
Put it outside and put it up for a Craigslist
thing
that's on the curb. It'll all work out.
That's
true. Yeah.
But he wants to make money off of it.
Well, I tried to make money off of it. Now I want to give it away to the fifth caller. But you're the third caller, so you get a signed Aaron Lavigne CD.
There you go.
Which is maybe more portable.
More portable.
And probably, you know, less of a pain in the ass than a water cooler.
That's true.
Where did you get a water
cooler? I will accept that. That would be...
All right, Hal, we got 2 minutes left in the show, and I want to get to how this went down, so I'll talk to you later. Don't worry about it. I'll talk to you later. I want to know.
You Bill O'Reilly now?
Yeah. Get off my phone. Now, I want to hear how this went down. And we got people staring, which
I love. We got an audience.
We got an audience.
You know.
You're not going to talk. All right, give it to me.
It's nice. It was perfect. I wouldn't have wanted it any other way. And she said yes. So
I was really nervous.
Come on this show. I need you to come on this show and tell me what happened, because he ain't going to do it.
I was. She's.
No, she ain't going to do it.
She's not of the showman.
She's not of the showman.
You know, she's of the of a different.
Miss Giggles.
Miss
Giggles.
Soon
to be Mrs. Giggles. Giggles.
Yeah. But yeah, it was perfect.
It was perfect. Nice.
It was everything I don't know. Here's the thing I think that was freaking me out about it was
right.
that, like, girls talk. And so they want, like, oh, he, like, took us parachuting, or he took me to the Rhone Valley in Napa, or, you know, to the moon. And I was like, right now I could afford to probably take you to, like, you know, Beacon, you know, Newburgh, something like that.
Barely.
Barely.
I could take you down to the 6 and go downtown, but I can't buy you anything.
And I wanted it to be a surprise, and so that was just, I can't, you know, I'm not very great at surprises.
No.
So I was just like, the moment came, and I was like, let's do this.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
You kept it hush. You didn't tell me about it?
No, I sent you a picture.
No, before.
You kept it hush. Oh, yeah, well, I didn't want to say, like, here's the thing, like, you don't want to be like, guys, I'm going to do it.
That's more your character. Your character was more like, guys, I really need, like, some backing
here. Because you guys would ruin it. You guys would maybe be like...
I don't think any of us would be like, you're such an idiot.
Did you think we were going to be outside the window with violins and we had to play them at the right time?
We would have done it.
We would have done it.
You could have done
but
it
I
on the air.
Know.
Giggles thinks we would have ruined it.
Yeah, and I didn't want you
I would have. It's true. I would have pushed for you to do it on air.
Yeah.
100%.
No.
And it would have been great.
Yeah. You look so good.
So good.
So next week.
Next week.
Ryan Guerra.
All right, this is also another thing I also want to put out there. So if you are an expert in any field, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last week we had Tim Dunn, expert in the field of gay,
mm-hmm.
and we had the Stereotype Show.
Yes.
If you're an expert in any field, you want to come on and field any question about that said field, come on, we do the Stereotype Show.
I love it. So, and we want to, you know, any, and if you feel like you, you know, you play music or you want to talk about something,
sure.
and you want to spend an hour and a half with us, we're looking for guests.
Sure.
The mic is open. There were four mics tonight, and three of them got used. Shh. That was deep. That was deep. I like that.
Deep.
Next week, we're going to have a musical guest. We'll see if Ryan Garris shows up. And Holly, you get the signed Aaron Lavigne CD.
There it is.
Next caller. I'll say. Oh, no, we only have an hour. Have we done?
Yeah, we've done the hour, so we're done with callers. So I think we'll probably wrap this up.
All right.
But
I'll be performing at the Waltz Astoria Wednesday night at 9 o'clock.
There he is.
There he is.
And then you also went and saw Plan B McGee's show.
Plan B McGee's show is from happening. The Fire, which is the Liz Suedos musical. It's sold out.
Sold out.
We saw it on opening dress or invited dress.
What does that mean, opening dress?
Oh, yeah. How was it?
It was great. Yeah. It was fantastic. It was great because it was what theater I think is supposed to be.
Okay.
To be like, listen, these 140 or 130 women, men died in this fire because they didn't have a fire code. They were stupid. Ugh. They're like, let's lock the door so people can't escape for breaks.
Terrible.
And smoke cigarettes.
Terrible.
And it was 100 years ago, but because of that, now we have fire exits. Now we have stairways and alarms and ladders that can reach the windows, So, what's it going to be 100 years from now? And that was the end of the last song of the musical was 100 years from now.
Ugh.
So I think it was poignant. It was nice. It was one of those times that theater touches you. It's not some froofy Disney shit. It's not some like comic book that's rehashed. No offense to these new musicals that are coming out, but like it's something that's important.
It sounds like offense to those new musicals coming out.
Yeah,
that's a little bit. Attack.
I am attacking you.
Look at you, but you're nothing promoting. Wrong with that.
Yeah. Promoting.
That's good.
Yeah,
I want to see the show. You got me.
Yeah.
And also stay tuned. We're gonna. I would say sooner than later we will have an official website up.
Really?
Yeah. Working on that.
Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Love it. And then hopefully studio.
What's the task for the week? Let's give our listeners a task.
All right. What do you think? What do you think they should do?
I think don't turn to anger. Take 10 breaths. Okay. 10 seconds.
Motherfucker, I walked away from that shit.
Okay. All right. So here's what I want the listeners to do. When you're confronted with a moment
mm-hmm.
where you are about to get angry,
mm-hmm.
I want you to think about the show, right?
Yeah.
Remember the situation you're in. Take a step back. Remember that situation and let us know next week.
Yes.
And then tell us how you handled it.
Tell us how you handled it.
Tell us
the
how
task.
You We're asking you to be professional about this. Don't go out and punch people.
Like Ryan.
He's just knocking people out, which he's been doing P25X. This is big time.
I'm up to 38.
38X. And also, quick shout out to Stormville, my buddy Kevin, purevolume.com.
Whit Baldwin,
yeah,
happy birthday, buddy.
Whit, happy birthday.
Plan B McGee, we'll get you back on next week.
We'll get everybody on.
Yeah,
the studio.
Studio.
All right, that's it for us.
I will say,
congratulations. Let's give one more round of applause. Big. That's big.
I'll tell you about it in person.
Am I the best man or what?
We'll talk about it. Everyone's equal.
Awkward.
Everyone's equal. All right. See you next week, boys. Late breaking news, the DJ Megatron murdered.
Hey!
Go home.
Doodly-doo.